For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A fire NATO that ripped through the mountain town of Paradise destroyed everything in its wake. Only three roads lead up the mountain to the town, and the gridlock caused many people to burn alive in their cars. KOVR TV reporter Jan McGraw.
When they say Paradise is lost, it's because next to everything is gone. We're talking everyone's home, almost every elementary school. There's one elementary school still standing, but three others destroyed, the middle school, the high school.
Tisha Arroyo and her grandfather decided to stay behind.
I've been trying to get them to leave.
Yeah.
I don't want to be here.
So far, 10 people were found dead. In Southern California near Malibu, the Woolsey Fire has caused 250,000 people to evacuate. Two people have died in that blaze. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
President Trump and his wife Melania are in Paris. They were welcomed by French President Macron and his wife. Macron suggested an all-European army is needed to possibly counter the United States. President Trump said,
I appreciate what you're saying about burden sharing. We want a strong Europe. It's very important to us to have a strong Europe. And whichever way we can do it the best and most efficient would be something that we both want.
Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is home from the hospital. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Justice Ginsburg released from a Washington, D.C. hospital on Friday morning. The 85-year-old Ginsburg had taken a fall in her office on Wednesday night and fractured three ribs. A statement from the Supreme Court says Ginsburg's doing well, but she'd be working from home for a while. She's been on the high court since 1993 and is the oldest sitting justice. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
Pittsburgh is still mourning for the 11 people killed at the Tree of Life Synagogue last month. Here's more from USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
Hundreds gathered at Point State Park in downtown Pittsburgh Friday afternoon to honor lives lost and celebrate the city's strength. Senator Bob Casey said he's proud of the city.
People all over the world have marveled at the strength, the resolve, and the love of the people of Pittsburgh, a community, as we say, stronger than hate and stronger than ever.
Robert Bowers, a 46-year-old truck driver, is accused of that shooting rampage that also injured six. He's pleaded not guilty to federal charges. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
U.S. and Chinese diplomatic officials are continuing their meetings in Washington amid a backdrop of a number of issues that have increased tensions between the two countries. John Clemens has more.
Those issues include the trade wars between the two nations, the predatory Chinese tactics on the American high technology industry, religious freedoms, North Korea, Afghanistan, as well as the economic boycotts against Tehran. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he is also being forced to discuss China's aggressive military actions in the South China Sea.
We have continued concern about China's activities in militarization in the South China Sea. We press China to live up to its past commitments in this area.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
I'm the home of the brave.
Alliance for the Brave, a program that advocates for our active military, veterans, and first responders. Presented by Homebridge Financial Services, Gear Services Web Design, and Steve Sewell, Farmers Insurance of Texas. Alliance for the Brave, serving and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty, with a focus on bringing the core leadership values of honor, duty, and service to our communities. America, let's take action to take care of our brave men and women who put their lives on the line to serve us locally, nationally, and around the world. It's time to tune in, join in, and plug in with us on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network. Welcome to Alliance for the Brave. We are the USA.
In the air, everywhere, around the world, you're listening to Alliance for the Brave, where we bring education, information, and communication to today's veterans, active duty military, and first responders. I'm Jim Blythe, your host, your anchor. Welcome aboard my vessel. We are going to set sail for some great, great, great education this morning. I want to introduce you to one of the most fascinating men that I have met in a long time. I walked up to this guy in church and I said, "You look special." And by golly, he is. Welcome Bruce Carter with Value of a Life Foundation. Good morning.
Hey, Jim. How are you doing?
Oh, great, buddy. Isn't this a beautiful day?
It is. A little brisk, but it feels good.
Hey, it's finally winter in Dallas, but we'll have summer in a few more days.
I'm fine with this. Okay.
Bruce, let's get a little closer to the microphone so everybody can hear you. Bruce, you grew up here in Dallas. You played football at Carter High School.
I did.
Wow. And then you went on, you were in business quite a while here in Dallas, weren't you?
I have, was, is, but I spent about 10 years. I ended up going to college in Iowa, and it's really amazing, small college, but they just did a story last week in Wall Street Journal said that we changed the NFL. But, yeah, back in Dallas, where I'm from. So.
And you have a beautiful daughter that got baptized on the Sunday that I met you. I was like, wow. I mean, to tell you, what a great family story. What a great family. Bruce, one of the things is you have a passion, and this is what kind of amazed me about you, and I guess I saw across the room, across the parking lot, you were special, and you have a passion. Tell us a little bit about the value of a life and how that came about and what you're doing.
My passion is people. And as I've traveled the country, I have had the ability to see people's lives disrupted. And often it's because either A, they don't value their life, or other people around them don't value their life. And so my goal, whether it was law enforcement or just a young male in the streets of Chicago or Philadelphia that was killing each other at a rampant number, was to be that the solution to unite people. So a person can live out their God-given gift of life and fulfill the design that they were the birth to do.
Bruce, wouldn't you say at this time in our nation's history, we are about as divided as we've ever been, and we've also got a huge communication, respect, every kind of issue between the police and many of the people in the community?
In my young 48 years.
Wow, you're that old?
Yes, that is true. I grew up with all kinds of people, and I didn't know that we were ever that divided. But yeah, we are. So whether it is the sensationalization that takes place with media, or if it's just the fact that where our economy may be growing on a larger scale, you find more and more people living under the stress of not having. And ultimately, it leads to negative outcomes. And so when we think back to Dallas, now it's been 2 years from the police being shot in Dallas. That was part of my journey of saying there has to be a solution as far as law enforcement and the community of people. But I think while I'm here with you, you know, I'm this crazy guy that lives by faith, and God knows I'm crazy enough to react. and act with everything I have, is the fact that we have veterans who are killing themselves at an alarming rate, whether it's 20 per day, whether it's 22 per day, whether it's more. The fact that individuals took it upon themselves by choice now to go and be a part of that protecting body for this country, and for whatever the reasons are, the discard, that they don't understand the value when they come back or when they're no longer active in the military, I think that that's an American problem. I think it's something that each one of us has to play a role in. And so between veterans, law enforcement, and regular people, my goal, my job, my mission, and my commission is to ensure that each one finds and understands their own individual value in life, and then as a group of people, we reinforce that value.
I could, man, you and I are on the same page. In September, I had a number of people on from the VA healthcare system and people involved in suicide prevention and mental health, and we talked about these issues a great deal. And it's not just veterans, Bruce. It's a nationwide problem. Millennials are taking their lives at record numbers. And I think it's a situation of hopelessness and helplessness. They feel so disjointed, and then they do crazy things. We just saw it out in California a few days ago, which was absolutely frightening. This young man killed 12 people. Was that it?
Yeah, 12. I think 13, including himself.
Including himself. And I think it's a nationwide problem. And so, I think one of the things that I heard, let me interrupt you, from the VA healthcare system is that out of the, say, 20, 14 never set foot in a VA. They never made a connection with somebody to get some help.
Well, and for me, I'm going to place that blame on the VA for this reason. Well, we know that the VA had some systematic issues several years ago. But I think the job of a organization that builds people, so our veteran agency through various military organizations, they build these young people to be soldiers and members of the organization. And then when they are retired to be a veteran, whether it's a 2-year or a 22-year of service, we need to have that same vigorous effort to be inviting so they can go back and become a part of our society, but through a real process. And when those processes are broken, people become disconnected. And so for all of the organizations we have, I think the effort has to be is to be a connector, find them out. It's almost like a dating game. You know, you have to go out and get them and court them so they understand their value. And because the overarching concern is, if we as a community of people leave them disconnected, what we can basically agree with based on the facts and the actions is that it's not always just suicide. There are sometimes other lives disrupted, as we see in the California bar shooting, or as we see with the shooting that took place with the Dallas officers, or with the sheriffs in Baton Rouge. All of these individual shooters had military experience. And so I think that we have to go broader than just the suicide of the veteran. We have to look at the overall effects. How does that affect their families? How does that affect their immediate loved ones and friends? Because the unexpected loss of life has a traumatic impact on all those that's affected by the loss.
Bruce, I got to tell you, I have been a pallbearer in several funerals where friends of mine took their lives. In one case, I could see what was happening to him, and I could see how his countenance was changing and the problems, and they were trying to get him help. But the problem was they got him to a psychologist, and the psychologist just started prescribing mood elevators for him. prescribing more and more medication. And then when he couldn't sleep at night, they started prescribing sedatives. And he started going through a drug cycle, which I think is a huge problem in this nation, that we are relying on drugs, on the escape of a drug, or that taking that drug as a medication messes people up. And it did for Dick, and he took his life, and I was a pallbearer, and I cried my eyes out because he had been a deacon in one of the major churches here in Dallas. He was a leader in Boy Scouts for many years. I had another friend. Same thing happened. I have seen it time and time again. I had a stepson that after we were divorced about a year or so later, he committed suicide with a shotgun that I had given him for Christmas.
Wow.
And I got to tell you, I wish maybe I'd been there for Jay Brandon. Maybe I could have done something. Maybe I could have said something more to Dick. Maybe I could have said something more to Dale.
Well, I think that we always go back to the maybe. I think whatever love you gave them was the love you gave them. But one of the issues, just like the young man out in the San Bernardino shooting in Thousand Oaks with the bar, is we cannot believe, or we should not believe, that I can do a 20-minute evaluation and determine whether this person off or on. What we have to do is we have to have a daily connection that they trust, and because of the connection and the relationship, you get to determine because you know them. And it's through the knowing, because of the relationship, you're able to understand when they're tail spinning, they're escalating, and sometimes you are able to prescribe what they need at that moment. Sometimes they just might need a hug and go out and have a dinner with someone. Sometimes they may need a spiritual connection. Sometimes they may need a licensed professional counselor to have a conversation. But at the end of the day, that when you medicate something, it's a temporary fix. So you did it for 8 hours or 12 hours or 24 hours, is however long that medicine has the effect. But we didn't deal with the root of the issue. And we have to get to the root of these issues so people can be better and they can be productive.
Getting to the root of the issue. I like the way you say that. Matter of fact, you said something to me the other day. The discipline of faith, and I wrote that down, and how important that is. And then as you have done this, you have put together this foundation, I believe, valueofalife.us, and you have a major conference, a major event coming up here in Dallas in just a few weeks, don't you?
Well, yeah, we're doing some work with the event as we've incorporated the veteran component. And it's called the Value of a Life. So it will be our inaugural conference, and we are, I guess you say, we're doing an audible to make it fit within the veterans and the young people, and also the faith-based community. So for me, we have an organization. Our head lead organization is called Restoring Families Across America.
And say that again, brother.
Restoring Families Across America.
What a great... Great. I mean, man, I can get passionate, get behind that.
So now the value of a life is the one thing that we have found missing through years and years of research, is that there's just no value. Whether it is hopelessness, there's been generations of hopelessness in many communities. And then some of our veterans, as we're finding, they come back and there is no hope. So what is their dreams? What is their admirations? We know the divorce rate amongst veterans is extremely high. And so we have to look at all those things. And this is what I say to the patriots. If you truly love the country and the things that we fight for and against, we need to be committed to the veteran on an individual basis.
All right. With that thought, we're going to take a break with all of our partners. This is Jim Blythe, and I've got Bruce Carter. With Value of a Life, we're going to be talking about restoring families across America. We're going to be talking about restoring America. I think bringing this country back together. I want to support this effort. So take a look at valueofalife.us, and we'll be right back after this word from all of our partners.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
And now a moment of leadership with Colonel John Antel, U.S. Army retired.
Leaders eat last. This is a metaphor that is very important for leadership. It is all about understanding how to lead. You put your people first. Simple things like food. If you're at a company picnic, at a company party, and the boss comes in, he fills his plate up, and he goes first. And the last person in only has salad. That person who had salad will never forget it. Leaders eat last. You take care of your people first, and then you take care of yourself. I'm Colonel John Antel, American-Leadership.com.
You're listening to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network, honoring, serving, and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty. Today's program is presented by Homebridge Financial Services, Gear Services Web Design, and Steve Sewell, Farmers Insurance of Texas. Learn more about our mission and how you can plug in with us at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Now, back to the conversation.
Beautiful good morning. It is an absolutely gorgeous day in Dallas. I am so excited to be here. I've got a new friend. And if you just turn it in, you're going to get to meet Bruce Carter. Bruce, again, welcome aboard.
Hey,
man, I tell you what. How much is a life worth, your value of a life foundation that you're doing? Tell us about the event that's coming up. We're going to have a shorter segment here before we go to the news break, but tell us about your event. I think that's incredible what you're doing.
The Value of a Life Conference is designed to bring everyone to the table.
So whether it's law enforcement, whether it's some of the young men who are most apt to have an issue with law enforcement through a connection, or they may be the victim of a senseless crime. And, of course, as we are now making sure that the veteran process is something that we focus on, and as we talked earlier, the whole knowledge of how many veterans kill themselves on a daily basis is less than a month old to me, but it's important. It's really important. And so we are now tying that into our inaugural conference. And so for those who may want to know more about the conference, how you can be a part, what you can do, you can go to thevalueofalife.us and you will see the things that we're doing. And I think the most important thing, Jim, is this, because I want to make sure that this audience that has a love for our veterans understand the urgency of what we're doing. Because if the data is correct, that was published by the Veterans Administration and many other people, if it's correct that it says on average 20 to 22 veterans kill themselves a day, that means between yesterday, today, tomorrow, Veterans Day, that we're going to have 20 to 22 veterans that kill themselves, whether that's taking place while we're having our conversation, whether that's an hour from now. And I think that if, as a community of people that say we love the flag, that say we love the conference that we have in America, if that's not something that gets us in an uproar, then shame on us.
Absolutely. And I think it's really important what you're focusing on is bringing America back together, restoring not only confidence in the police, but restoring confidence in the community and rebuilding a bond. You know, our police, like our military, are here to serve and protect. Somewhere or another, we've lost sight of that, in my opinion. And so that's why when I talk to you about value of a life, I could see something in your eyes and I could hear something in your voice that said, man, this is important. Now, again, with the Value of the Life Conference, people can go to valueofalife.us and find out all about it, yes. Can sign up for it. If they want to attend it, you're going to be doing that when here in Dallas?
It's going to be it's end of next month.
Okay.
End of next month. And like the schedule is there on the website. And so this inaugural conference is designed for those who will be the message bearers more than the general public. So these are the people that will come in, whether we have elected officials, we have police agencies, we have brass that we've invited, and then we have community organizers. We have the young people who will be able to go back to their communities and say, look, here's what we can do. And then, of course, now we've opened up for veteran organizations to see if we can create a collaboration that works. As I told you, I tend to want to be a solutionist. I want to bring things to an end. I want to eradicate. And I find out that that's not always the goal of everyone.
Yeah, sometimes it's you and I were talking before. The pharmaceutical industry doesn't want to eradicate some of these problems because they're making money off selling the medication.
Exactly.
And we've got to change that. We've got to work towards building the bonds, building the faith, and building the community within our community so that people don't feel helpless, people don't feel homeless. And there's several organizations like Jacob Schick's 22 Kill and others that they're working on that. And your Value of a Life Conference is working on that at a real grassroots level. So we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about the conference. We're going to also talk about your Vets Platoon initiative and how that's going to work and what we can do to plug in, tune in, and be a part. Be a part. Be a part of the solution with Bruce Carter on saving a life. So this is Jim Blythe. We'll be right back after these words from all of our partners. Tune in, join in, and stay with us on Alliance for the Brave.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A fire NATO that ripped through the mountain town of Paradise destroyed everything in its wake. Only three roads lead up the mountain to the town, and the gridlock caused many people to burn alive in their cars. KOVR TV reporter Jan McGraw.
When they say Paradise is lost, it's because next to everything is gone. We're talking everyone's home, almost every elementary school. There's one elementary school still standing, but three others destroyed, the middle school, the high school.
Tisha Arroyo and her grandfather decided to stay behind.
I've been trying to get him to leave.
Yeah.
I don't want to be here.
So far, 10 people were found dead. In Southern California near Malibu, the Woolsey Fire has caused 250,000 people to evacuate. Two people have died in that blaze. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Since 1983, the best thing to a natural rain is a sprinkler system from Texas Watering Solutions. If you're looking for a professionally installed system, the only number you need is 469-265-4427. They have put in a state-of-the-art system that'll keep your lawn green and your foundation properly watered. If you just need a service call for a broken sprinkler head, call 469-265-4427 right now. They can find leaks, breaks, and other issues quickly, and a basic service call is just $65. That's the best deal in DFW, and they're available 24 hours for major repairs. Texas Watering Solutions Leak Detection Service will save on water bills and eliminate those mosquito breeding grounds, too. For any issue with your lawn, sod, retaining walls, sprinklers, or leaks, write this number down. 469-265-4427. Texas Watering Solutions. Call them today. 469-265-4427. Texas Watering Solutions.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
Wake up the echoes.
The Fighting Irish.
Tell them to go in there with all they've got and win just one for the gift.
So we understand that adversity is what we look for. Because in adversity, there's opportunity.
Glory awaits. Notre Dame football lives here.
Don't miss number 3 in the nation, Notre Dame, as they take on Florida State tonight at 6:30 on your Dallas-Fort Worth home for Notre Dame football. 1160 AM KBDT.
Today's program is brought to you by Homebridge Financial Services, Gear Services Web Design, and Steve Sewell, Farmers Insurance of Texas. Visit us on Facebook or online at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Join the conversation by calling 214-810-TALK. That's 214-810-8255. 8255. And now back to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network.
You're on board with Jim Blythe, and we're here talking with Bruce Carter about value of a life. Bruce, how do you make the things happen? We were talking about that on the break. Tell me a little bit about how you go about doing this.
One is we accept the fact that we know we have to be connected. And so making sure that we have a process that connects. One, we talked about the number earlier. We talked about the number of veterans that's not connected to the VA. That means they went, they gave their service, and for whatever reasons, they were just off the grid. We'll just say that. Is we make sure that we shore up the number of veterans by we've put in place what we call a certified lifesaver. And that is an individual that's non-governmental, and they are assigned 22 veterans with one goal in mind, to make sure that the next day they have that veteran as a part of their team. And so there's a daily connection, whether it's via text, whether it's being on the phone, whether it's via email. But they now are having that assurance that if it's you, Jim, and you're the veteran, that you are in a good place. And then we've put a team around them to work with them. So for those that are just having a bad day, we have what we call our community of veterans that we can call, and if it's you, Jim, they call me and say, hey, Bruce, our code word is go take Jim out to eat. So I go get you and I take you out to eat. And during that process, I'm learning how to see where you are. And then you just may have had a bad moment and just said something, but you're way past it. Or I'm able to see if it's something deeper going on. And if I understand that Jim is a believer and he has faith, then we have what's called a lifeline, which we call it our How Much Is a Life Worth coalition of clergy that has committed to keep that phone near them so they can have that moment of encouragement through God's word. And then it may be where you're a non-believer and we need more than that word. We need to look at some of the mental health issues that may be existing. And so our plan is to have LPCs that we work with, which are licensed professional counselors, that can have those immediate conversations with you. And I believe that through that whole process, our slogan is real simple. Tomorrow will be better. And
boy, I like that, man. You know. I like that. Tomorrow we're going to be better. You know, I think that ought to be the watchword. Remember back in when I was a kid, President John Kennedy said, you know, we're gonna do this. Ask not what you can do for yourself, but ask what you can do for your country. Well, I do think today we need to say tomorrow we're going to be better, but we start today.
That's it. You know, too often we talk about restoring families across America, and that's been a tagline I've worked under for 2 years. You know, as I talk about unity and doing that, you start to learn who you are later in life. And I went to my 30th year, school reunion. And they were laughing at me and they were saying, you remember you did that speech on unity to be the class president. So there was something built in me a long time ago that was coming out. And, you know, I'm probably the craziest guy in the world who during a presidential election, I was on a far extreme left and also with the right, but trying to figure out how we make a difference. But both of my taglines was restoring families across America.
Yes.
So I believe and know that it can happen, and it's a daunting task, but through perseverance, through God's grace, through a committed group of people of all races, all ages, all thought processes, you can get there. And, you know, we talk about the brokenness of families, whether it's a veteran, whether it's someone who's grown up in poverty, it's a disconnect. And in America, I grew up with family reunions, Jim.
Oh, yeah, man.
We don't have those anymore.
You and I talked about that at lunch,
yeah.
About how important that is. My family, we all used to get together. I remember my Uncle Bill would come from California, my Uncle John from Louisiana, and we'd all have these wonderful times that we got together, and they would tell stories. Mm-hmm. Uncle John had served in the Army. He was in the Battle of Bastogne. Uncle Bill was Navy communication. My Uncle Jimmy was a B-17 pilot in World War II. But all of the family stories about when they were kids, this, that, and whatever, sort of reinforced those bonds, reinforced that family relationship. And we stood together. And then when the times came when parents passed away, the family came together. But, you know, it's kind of funny. And no, it's not funny. It's doggone tragic. We're not seeing that much anymore, are we?
We're not. And once again, at some point, it's the responsibility of you, the individual, to create the change. And if that's your calling, you have to live it out. So when I walk and I see the disconnection that takes place all across the country, I start to wonder and say that, Bruce, if you're not a part of this, it's not going to happen, because you have to be able to cross all lines. You have to walk into all lines of fire. And sometimes you have to say things that people don't agree with. But I'm a firm believer that if the heart is geared in the right direction, everything else will work itself out. So that's what our mission is. And the veteran is a key component, because they have been trained how to accomplish a mission. And what we need to do is appreciate the training and create a system of value so they can continually serve, but it's through that service that they are earning enough income to take care of their family, but their value is there. So they don't have to be in the desert of Afghanistan. They can be right here on the hard tops of America, getting them reengaged where they have value. And once we do that, then we're going to see, I believe, a systematic shift where life gets better. So for all of our children who have been abandoned by their fathers at birth, or their fathers have been incarcerated, and they do not have a sense of male lovingness, if we can get our veterans engaged in that process, where they become the coaches, the mentors, the counselors, and they can transfer some of the training that we have basically given them as a country, I believe we get better. But at some point, and I told you earlier, this is my angst, is that we have to identify whether a person is committed to the solution or they're committed to having an organization until they die. Because people have to be willing to say, if I solve this issue, it may kill my organization. But if the mere existence of my organization is to solve the issue, then I'm willing to die for the greater good. And I don't think we're there with a lot of organizations in their heads.
I think you're right. I don't want to make any rash statements, but again, it's kind of like the pharmaceutical companies. If the solution is ultimately found, there's no need for the pharmaceuticals.
Right.
Yeah. And that's a parallel. I think, though, we've got to be building people up. This is one of the things you're talking about. And again, if you go to valueofalife.us, you're going to see their veterans initiative on the vets platoon that you can plug in, that you can get involved again. Now, this conference, this is going to be the first conference that you're doing.
Yes.
And that's going to be in December.
Yes.
And people can go to valueofalife.us. What's the date on that?
The 27th through the 31st.
Okay. So if I wanted to plug into that, if I wanted to get some of this training, if I wanted to just be a part of that, I can go to valueofalife.us.
Correct. So as I was saying, the inaugural conference is designed to bring, as I would say, the foot soldiers to the table, those who are able to leave the conference and be empowered to go back in their communities and start this process of engaging whomever that is. So when we talk about developing certified lifesavers, through a lot of research, some of our issues that plague our everyday community is in the households of our single mothers. You know, mom is working, trying to do everything she can. So we are really looking to certify those single moms, send them through the trainings with the LPCs, with the Veteran Administration, all the organizations that has resources. So they are the individual that goes to the organization versus, you know, we talked about a scenario where there was a veteran that transferred from one state to another state and how he was lost in the space.
Yes.
But with the Lifesaver, they do all the connections. So the veteran doesn't have to go into hypothetically a organization or the VA and feel slighted because maybe it's bad customer service. We know that exists. Maybe it's a lazy employee. Maybe it's someone that's new that don't know the system. But that certified Lifesaver cuts through all the paperwork, everything, and what they do is they provide what the veteran's supposed to get, almost like a personal assistant.
Well, and it's always sort of a tragedy. You don't know what you don't know, and sometimes you don't know how to ask the right questions. Diane and I had some friends who were actually in Richmond, Virginia, who went back to Richmond to take care of their ailing parents, and he was a World War II veteran. And they didn't know what to do. And through connections here in Dallas with our county veteran service officer, I got the connections for them in Virginia, and they got tied in with the aid in attendance benefit. Well, they had tried and tried to fill out the paperwork and do it themselves and couldn't do it. And they'd had other people said, well, we'll do it, but it's going to cost you da-da-da-da-da-da. Right. These people were taken care of. They got what they needed with the aid in attendance, which made the huge difference in the home care that they were getting for this World War II veteran. And it's time and time again, I tell people, go in Texas to the county veteran service officer. In other states, there are other people. I think up in Oklahoma, DAV group does a great job. You got to know who to go to and where to go, because anytime, and it's not just true of government. You try and work through just doing an insurance claim.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Anytime you're dealing with a lot of paperwork, and I do that all day long. In my job as a mortgage loan officer, I got to tell you what we learned. And I sit there with people, and they get mad at me, and they say, you keep asking for this documentation. You think I'm a liar? And I go, no, I don't think you're a liar, but here's the problem. When you're dealing with a bureaucratic system with heavy paperwork, if you can't document it, then it didn't happen.
It didn't happen.
And so that's a problem. And I have run into some unbelievable problems of veterans that call me, and sometimes there's not going to be a good solution. But if that's the case, then where's the next right step? Where is the next way to move forward? How do we make tomorrow a better day?
I want to make sure we agree, which I think we do. So do we agree that if the number is 20.6, as the VA just put out, of veterans that commit suicide each day, do we agree that that number is too high?
I think that number is too high by 20.6.
Okay, now that we're on the same page. So here's what I say to anyone that may hear this, see this, or run into me and don't, you know, say this guy's over the top. I am over the top. I'm that committed to it. Bringing a resolution. So there's always a role when we talk about restoring families across America. Our slogan for that organization is it takes all of us. That means everyone plays a small role in a big problem. And for that, we have some very unique ways that I think you do. Maybe it's you placing a yard sign that prompts the question, how much is a life worth? Maybe it's you being a part of a certified Lifesaver. But either way, I hear this great music that sounds like we're going to break. I figured this thing out, y'all. Stay tuned. Don't leave us. We got a few more minutes here on the Jim Blight, you know, Alliance for the Brave show. That was a plug for Jim for having me on this morning.
I love it. I love it. I tell you what, we're going to get you in movies. All right, we're going to be right back after this word. We're going to wrap up with Bruce Carter talking about value of a life. Coming on board next, Colonel John Antall, and we're talking about Veterans Day in a big way. So stick around and tune in, plug in, and join in on Alliance for the Brave. We'll be right back.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC Tax Program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC Tax Program. Once you are accepted into the CNC Tax Program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hello golfers, Pat Wheeler. Are you buying or selling real estate in today's market that is whiskey hot? Then call a pro, James Christie of Keller Williams. Just call him Realtor Jim. Realtor Jim will take care of business, your business. He's a tall Texan, polite and efficient as Jordan Spieth. Realtor Jim helped me find a condo in Dallas that I still love today 2 years later. Call Realtor Jim at 972-365-4401. Call Realtor Jim today and be happy you did. That's 972-367-4401.
We've been fighting the war on drugs for a long time. We answer the phone 24/7, 365 days a year. On a busy night, we answer hundreds of calls. This war on drugs needs our intervention.
Since 2014, Addiction Hope and Helpline has helped people struggling with drugs and alcohol.
When the phone rings, we help people when they need it the most. When we get a caller into treatment, it feels good. It's a blessing.
If you're struggling, drinking, using, and need to get clean, don't suffer alone in silence. Call Addiction Hope and Helpline.
Our people understand, and many are also in recovery. Call for support and strength. You can call for someone who can't or isn't willing. It's an act of love. Together we can help you beat this thing and erase addiction from your vocabulary once and for all.
Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
The City of the Colony presents the American Heroes Festival, a salute to veterans, Saturday, November 10th, featuring country music legends Restless Heart and Sawyer Brown.
Never knows that she walked by my Cadillac.
Be part of this free family festival honoring our veterans. Enjoy family-friendly activities all day, including a carnival, amazing foods, car show, and more. Then, as the sun sets, it's Sawyer Brown live.
The race is on, and here comes pride in the backstretch. Party going to the
followed by a Texas-sized fireworks display. The American Heroes Festival, a salute to veterans, Saturday, November 10th at the Colony Five-Star Complex, The Colony, Texas. Details and a full schedule at salutetoamericanheroes.com.
And now a moment of leadership with Colonel John Antel, U.S. Army retired.
Don't bet on strategies, bet on people. Leaders make the difference. If it was just up to strategy, if it was just a mathematical equation, if 1 plus 1 plus 1 equals 3, you don't need a leader. The problem is in complex situations, particularly in wicked situations. Leaders make the difference. Wicked problems are such that can only be solved by leaders with insight. Therefore, leaders must know and must be able to accomplish whatever the task is. You must pick leaders who can do this. You bet on leaders. You don't bet on strategies. You bet on people. I'm Colonel John Antel, American-Leadership.com.
You're listening to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network, honoring, serving, and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty. Today's program is presented by Homebridge Financial Services. Gear Services Web Design, and Steve Sewell, Farmers Insurance of Texas. Learn more about our mission and how you can plug in with us at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Now, back to the conversation.
Okay, welcome back. We're in the final phases of this segment. Joining us on board, Colonel John Antal, very dear friend, very plugged in. Bruce, this has been a phenomenal conversation. Again, for people to learn everything about Value of a Life, they go to valueofalife.us, right?
Yes, sir. Next time I come on your show, I must wear a hat because the Colonel put his hat back on before we went live.
Some heads are perfect, but others need to be covered. I have to have a hat.
I got to tell you, what I learned is that the way the lights shine through, it makes me look like weird. And then Ron Abrams, who is my co-host with the Texas Veterans Commission, he has a shiny dome like you guys. And, you know, it reflects a lot of light, and so it's sort of distracting.
I call that energy.
Again, I have had one of the most delightful conversations with you've got to meet Bruce Carter. You want to know more? How do people contact you?
If they'll go to the valueofalife.us, that's where the information is. And let me say this. There are going to be many veterans and many organizations that want to support. And what we want to do, and what I think adds to what our goal is I want to get these individuals who are disconnected, that have no idea of what's going on, to be a vital part so they can pour their energy in and serve our veterans. But everyone has a role, and you can leave us a message there if you don't see where your role is. And I promise you that we will get back to you and tell you where you play a role. But if you are a veteran and a service person, we have a place for you. But allow us, for those who were not a part of the military, to serve you, and allow these individuals who can bring new energy and new fight on your behalf to fight for you. And I'm going to say this, and I'm not going to speak again unless I'm asked. As a young man, I watched TV, and it was the movie that Sylvester Stallone was in when he was left over in the jungle. And I made a commitment to myself that I would never go into the military because I felt like he was abandoned and left to die. It wasn't until I matured and had a better understanding of the service that my uncles and other individuals did, because going to the military wasn't a conversation in my house. It was going to college. It was playing sports. But since that time, I have so many individuals that are veterans, disabled veterans across the country, that I've been able to be a part of their life. So for me, this is my very reasonable portion of service. And that's why I say, if you serve, I promise you this. I have a motto: no one outworks me and no one outserves me. We will collectively fix, address, and eventually eradicate the number of veterans that feel the desire that their life has no value and they need to take it. I think our mission should be this: that everyone that served our country should die of natural causes because they got old, their teeth fell out, and they just didn't want to go any further. If we do that, then we can say we will have done something great. And so once again, you can go to thevalueofalife.us to find out more about what we're doing. And we have a place for you. But until then, God bless you, and God bless you for your service and the things that you desire to do.
Thank you, Bruce, for being on board today. Really tremendous. So, again, go to valueofalife.us. Well, we're going to be taking a break in just a second, and we're going to be coming back talking with Colonel John Antal. John, you had the most fabulous trip to Korea, thanks to a number of your friends. Where can people go and see some of the pictures and find out about that?
Well, they can go just to our website here at Alliance for the Brave, because I'm going to give you a bunch and we're going to put those on. And they'll see that and they'll see some videos. But what we did was a 7-day leadership experience to South Korea. We had a chance to go to the demilitarized zone. We went to the joint security area. We got special briefings by the 8th Army and the U.S. Forces Korea on the current situation between North and South Korea, China, and the U.S. We visited with U.S. troops. We went and had a cultural exchange with the South Koreans, visited temples, visited palaces, saw many interesting things. It was a great trip.
I got to tell you, I can't wait to see that and then find out about your trip to Normandy. So this is Jim Blythe with Alliance for the Brave. We're going to be...
News, talk, weather, sports. This is 1160 AM KBDT, Highland Park, Dallas-Fort Worth. Big D Talk. The news starts now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Deadly wildfires are raging in California. In Paradise, 10 people were killed in the most destructive fire in state history. The town was destroyed quickly due to high winds that fanned the flames and hampered aerial support. In Southern California,
the wind shifted this way, and it came down. And within 3 minutes, it went from, let's monitor it, to we were running for our lives.
Few people knew if their homes would remain standing when they left.
It was all in perfect condition 2.5 hours ago when I was standing there. It's sad, but, you know, we didn't get hurt, and that was the important part.
250,000 people in Southern California have been evacuated by wildfires. So far, nearly 200 homes have been destroyed in Los Angeles County. Many famous people have also reportedly lost their homes in Malibu. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The Trump administration has been criticized by humanitarian groups and some members of Congress for its support for the Saudi-led coalition fight against the Houthis in Yemen. Secretary of Defense James Mattis.
We've got to move toward a peace effort here, and we can't say we're going to do it sometime in the future.
Officials say it will likely have little impact on the fight, but will allow the Trump administration to say it's taken action against the Saudis for the devastation in Yemen. In Thousand Oaks, California, they're still reeling from a mass shooting at a bar. 12 people died as the shooter, Ian Long, posted on social media. Among Long's victims were college students, veterans, and others who were at Borderline for country western dancing on college night. Many inside had already survived one mass shooting at the Route 91 Harvest Festival in Las Vegas 13 months ago. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A bus passenger saves the day on a Utah highway. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Utah police say a Greyhound bus passenger jumped behind the wheel and steered the bus to safety after the driver passed out while driving on the highway. The Utah Highway Patrol says that passenger took over early on Friday morning after the driver suffered some sort of medical problem and began to lose consciousness while driving on Interstate 15 south of Salt Lake City. Trooper Colton Freckleton says the unidentified passenger brought the bus to a stop. About 20 people were on board and nobody was hurt. The bus driver was taken to a hospital. Troopers are investigating whether the driver was impaired. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A new letter has been discovered that was written by Albert Einstein. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
More than a decade before the Nazis seized power in Germany, Einstein was on the run and already fearful for his country's future, according to the newly revealed letter.
He really speaks about anti-Semitism in Germany. And he focuses in advance. He's saying there is no future to the Jews in Germany. He says that he's happy that he's independent already from making money from German institutes, and he's free to go away.
The Auction House spokesman says Einstein penned the letter to his younger sister in 1922, warning of the dangers of growing nationalism and anti-Semitism years before the Nazis ultimately rose to power. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For the Brave, a program that advocates for our active military, veterans, and first responders. Presented by Homebridge Financial Services, Gear Services Web Design, and Steve Sewell, Farmers Insurance of Texas. Alliance for the Brave, serving and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty, with a focus on bringing the core leadership values of honor, duty, and service to our communities. America, let's take action to take care of our brave men and women who put their lives on the line to serve us locally, nationally, and around the world. It's time to tune in, join in, and plug in with us on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network. Welcome to Alliance for the Brave.
In the air, everywhere, you're listening to Alliance for the Brave, carried around the world on the Armed Forces Radio Network, the USA Radio Network, and right here in Dallas, Texas. What an incredibly beautiful day. Thank you for coming on board. We're going to be talking about Veterans Day, one of the most important holidays of the year. Joining me, very dear friend, a tremendous educator, author, writer, military strategist. I mean, the accolades could go on for about a half an hour, so I'm just going to cut through the chase and say, welcome, Colonel Antall.
Yes, sir. Good to be here and your humble servant today.
Let me tell you, you are an exceptional, and we have your leadership lessons that we play throughout our programs, and they're so important. I think they really speak to the issues. And so thank you for doing that for us.
Well, I'm honored. I think that if we all think about how we can rise, get the level of our own level of leadership higher, raise that level of leadership, that we can be a much better force for good for all the people that we meet, all the teams that we lead in our own family, in our communities. This is important. So working on yourself, to me, is one of the most important things in life.
Well, Colonel, I have a saying that I got from my pilot training: attitude equals altitude.
That's right.
And in flying a plane, if you know about pitch attitude, if you got the wrong pitch attitude, you're liable to lose altitude. And if you lose altitude under the wrong circumstances, you're going to have a bad, bad, bad landing. So I think what you're saying is incredibly important. But again, we're here to talk about Veterans Day. I'm a Vietnam veteran. You are an Army Colonel veteran. You commanded groups in Korea.
I did. I commanded Tank Battalion, the Dragon Force, 2nd Battalion, 72nd Armor, a task force, actually, that consisted of about 800 soldiers. When we had tanks, Bradleys, engineers assigned, I had an artillery battery assigned to me, a whole ROK infantry company, which is the Republic of Korea Infantry. So it was a large force, and we were the main tip of the spear of a counterattack effort that if the war had ever come, we were going to be the guys who were going to break through. So it was a great honor. Plus, I've had a great honor to lead American soldiers in other areas of the world, and all the way from platoon to regiment, and commanded a cavalry regiment here in the United States, and then also, which had tanks, not horses, by the way. And
or helicopters, too.
Well, we didn't have any helicopters, but we get them if we needed them. And but also did other things. But what's most important is what we do today, and we think about this day, Veterans Day, and what it means to us as Americans.
I think that's important. You brought a video clip that we can play the audio. And so, Phil, could you cue that up from President Ronald Reagan?
If we look to the answer as to why for so many years we achieved so much, prospered as no other people on earth, it was because here in this land, we unleashed the energy and individual genius of man to a greater extent than has ever been done before. freedom and the dignity of the individual have been more available and assured here than in any other place on earth. The price for this freedom at times has been high, but we have never been unwilling to pay that price. Those who say that we're in a time when there are no heroes, they just don't know where to look. The sloping hills of Arlington National Cemetery, with its row upon row of simple white markers bearing crosses or stars of David, they add up to only a tiny fraction of the price that has been paid for our freedom. Each one of those markers is a monument to the kind of hero I spoke of earlier. Their lives ended in places called Belleau Wood, the Argonne, Omaha Beach, Salerno, and halfway around the world on Guadalcanal, Tarawa, Porkchop Hill, the Chosin Reservoir, and in 100 rice paddies and jungles of a place called Vietnam. Under one such marker lies a young man, Martin Treptow, who left his job in a small town barber shop in 1917 to go to France with the famed Rainbow Division. There on the Western Front, he was killed trying to carry a message between battalions under heavy artillery fire. We're told that on his body was found a diary. On the flyleaf, under the heading My Pledge, he had written these words: America must win this war. Therefore, I will work, I will save, I will sacrifice, I will endure. I will fight cheerfully and do my utmost as if the issue of the whole struggle depended on me alone. We must realize that no arsenal or no weapon in the arsenals of the world is so formidable as the will and moral courage of free men and women. It is a weapon our adversaries in today's world do not have. It is a weapon that we as Americans do have. Let that be understood by those who practice terrorism and prey upon their neighbors. As for the enemies of freedom, those who are potential adversaries, they will be reminded that peace is the highest aspiration of the American people. We will negotiate for it, sacrifice for it. We will not surrender for it now or ever. We are Americans.
Colonel, thank you for bringing that. Without a doubt, there was a cold chill that went down my back. I know that when I raise my right hand and swear to uphold the Constitution and be a part of the United States Navy, I made a lifelong commitment. And I think it's an important thing for people to know that this is a commitment about being part of America.
The call to service that you just mentioned, your call to service, to serve in the U.S. Navy, the call to service of all the veterans who are out there listening today, this is an important call. This is something that helps define you as a person and helps define our nation. What Reagan was talking about was a thing called civic virtue, the idea that we believe that we owe each other the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That in fact the ideals that we wrote in the Declaration of Independence are the ideals that are burned into our hearts. Now, life is hard. Things happen. It's not fair. But people have to have a look at why they do things. Why would you be a soldier? Why would you be an airman? Why would you be a Marine? Why would you sacrifice your time, the hours of your life, possibly your life, in pursuit of what? There's no personal gain there. We live in a very transactional world. You do something, you expect payment. You do something, you expect exchange. The call to service is different. the concept of civic virtue, the idea that we in fact believe, as President Kennedy once said, that we should ask not what our country will do for you, but what you can do for your country. The idea that we in fact have a nation that is worth protecting. This is a very important part of Veterans Day. And Veterans Day is about all those who served. Those who died, but also those who served. Memorial Day, which we celebrate earlier in the year, is all about the fallen. Veterans Day is all about all of those who served. And so the Ronald Reagan presentation is so important to me because it talks about a young man, Martin Treptow, who died in World War I. World War I seems worlds away from everyone today. Most people have no concept of what it was like to be in the trenches in France in 1918, 1917. And if you have a chance to go back and look at the history of that, you can learn a lot. Because one of the most important things history can do for you is give you an older mind than you have. There's no reason if you're 25 that you can't have a 100-year-old mind, a mind that is filled with the knowledge of over 100 years, because it's all at your elbow. All you have to do is go out and read it. And we're coming now to the 100th anniversary of the end of World War I. And World War I was supposed to be the war to end all wars. It was the greatest war at that time in the history of man. And it was horrible, and it was difficult, and when it was over, no one ever believed there could be another war. But the unfortunate situation of humankind is that war will probably never go away. So therefore, the idea of civic virtue, the idea of people signing up like you did to be sailors in our great Navy, the people who serve in our great Air Force and our great Army and Marine Corps, these people, they deserve our utmost respect. And I salute all of them today as we approach Veterans Day. I was just in Korea, and I had a chance to visit soldiers in South Korea who are serving on the front lines of freedom. So a shout-out for all those guys at Camp Humphreys and also those serving in Yongsan and the deployed troops that are up in Camp Casey and areas like that. These guys are sacrificing their time, in many cases risking their lives, and in some cases giving their lives, because we lose soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines in difficult training all the time. But they're doing this because they believe in America, and whether they can articulate it or not, they know that they want to live for something greater than themselves, and this nation is worth fighting for. As Ronald Reagan said, this nation offers more opportunities than any other place. It doesn't guarantee outcome. If you want a guaranteed outcome, go to a communist country. You'll get guaranteed mediocrity. But if you want guaranteed opportunity, the opportunity to fight for whatever you want to do, this is the place to live. This is the place to raise a family. This is the place to defend. And that's why on Veterans Day, when you see a veteran, don't say thank you for your service, because that's become a cliche. Just look at him and say, thank you. He'll understand. She'll understand. The idea that they're serving for something greater than self, they're not getting a transactional relationship with this. You can't pay them enough to go out and put their lives on the line at the demilitarized zone in Korea or to fight against ISIS right now in Syria. How much can you pay a person to die? It doesn't make any sense. So there's a greater need there. There's a greater reason for why they serve. And that's what Veterans Day is about. It's about remembering the veterans who have served in all capacities, peace and war, who have tried to do their best to keep our nation free, because our nation is exceptional. There are very few nations out there that have the freedom of opportunities that we have. There are very few nations out there that are not run by dictators, czars, kings, emperors, or generals. We have something here worth defending.
Absolutely, and I am so glad that I not only served, but I continue to serve by providing communication and information. There's so much more that we can do. And if you're a patriot, there's so much more than you can do to join in, plug in, Colonel Antal, we're going to be coming back in a minute. We're going to be talking about your upcoming trip to Normandy.
That's right.
How great that's going to be. We're going to talk more about this conversation of being a privilege to serve and how that serves each of us. This is Jim Blythe, and we'll be right back on Alliance for the Brave.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
And now a moment of leadership with Colonel John Antal, U.S. Army retired.
Fear is a reaction. Courage is a decision. All of us face fear. All of us are afraid. In certain circumstances, that fear can paralyze you. But leaders have to cycle through that fear. They have to cycle through the fear more rapidly than others, and they have to decide to act. It takes courage to act. Decide on courage. I'm Colonel John Antal, American-Leadership.com.
You're listening to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network, honoring, serving, and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty. Today's program is presented by Homebridge Financial Services, Gear Services Web Design, and Steve Sewell, Farmers Insurance of Texas. Learn more about our mission and how you can plug in with us at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Now, back to the conversation.
Welcome back. You're on board with Colonel John Antal and U.S. Navy veteran Jim Blythe. I got to tell you, we're talking about Veterans Day. And one of the things is a lot of people don't know Colonel Antal or don't understand that Veterans Day is about those of us who survived versus Memorial Day is about those of us who have gone on.
Well, that's the emphasis. Memorial Day is for the fallen, and Veterans Day is for all those who served and wore the uniform. But we, particularly on Veterans Day, I mean, we talk to those people who are serving or those people who have served, and we single them out and say thank you and say this service that you have given us is priceless. There's no way I can repay you, but thank you.
I think the other side of that is we as veterans are doing as much as we can. Toys for Tots, which comes up. Thank you, the Marine Corps. What you do with AUSA and the Army Scholarship Foundation to provide scholarships, what are all of these activities, IAVA, Navy League, again, AUS, the Association of the United States Army, these organizations have all come together, VFW, Foreign Legion, to give back, to also be mentors, to also be integral parts of the community. And when we walk taller, we walk prouder, not just because we served, but because we're an integral part of the community. And I think that's important.
Well, I think that you see that, that veterans like to act and do things. And that's why a lot of the veterans in those organizations banded together to create that. Now, the American Legion, not the Foreign Legion. Foreign Legion is the French guys.
No, that's
but
right.
The American
Legion.
The American Legion was actually started by Theodore Roosevelt Jr., after World War One,
yeah.
So what happened was, is the World War One veterans got together and said, we should have an organization, a social organization, but also an organization of activity that supports each other and supports the nation and supports the values of the nation. So the American Legion was started, and it's an amazing story, and they've done great good over the years. So there's many good organizations, as you noticed, as you mentioned, that have helped over the years that have been created by veterans after wars and after service.
You know, without a doubt, for instance, Team Rubicon.
Yes.
They go to all kinds of disasters, and Team Rubicon is there. When we had Hurricane Harvey, there was a tremendous number of SAR rescue people, SAR, search and rescue specialists, both Army, Navy, and Air Force, that were deployed, that went down there on their own. I think that was a big part of the Cajun Navy were those guys.
In life, you're going to find that there are people who do and people who watch.
I think the people
who do, the veterans, usually when they are finished with their military service, because quite frankly, if I could be, I'd still be in the Army today. But, you know, I'm too old. And it's a young man's job. And you know, when you're in your 60s, you can't still be in the Army unless you're really in the senior ranks. And so I retired as a colonel and very proud of every day of my 30 years of service. But I will tell you that I miss it every day. And there are ways that veterans get together to try to be the person who acts versus the person who watches. They get to do things. They get in organizations like the American Legion, like the VFW, Veterans of Foreign Wars, like the Association of the United States Army, all of which I'm a member of, and we do things for the good of the nation and the good of the people of the nation.
I think we also do good for our brothers and sisters. It's kind of an interesting story. I met a Marine 10 years ago, and he had some financial problems, and his bank asked me to help him, and we did. And we've stayed together and been friends for 10 years. And finally, things came about where he needed to refinance his home. And I got that done. And the banker called me up, and he said, thank you so much, Jim. I really appreciate it. You've been working on this deal 10 years. And I said, Mike, no man or woman is left behind who has served. And that's a motto we've got. Nobody gets left behind. We are there to serve not only each other, but our community. And that made a huge impression on him.
Yes, very good. And that's because of your expertise, Jim, so thank you.
No, it's not about me. It's about what I learned growing up.
But you applied that expertise to help, is what I'm saying. Your expertise in the loan business and all of that, and a real estate business, you were able to help. So every veteran has some area of expertise he can help someone else at, and you're the example of that.
Well, thank you very much. We're going to be right back after this word from our partners, talking with Colonel John Antall, and we've also got another audio video clip from President Trump about his Veterans Day message that's going to be coming up. Stick around with us. This is Jim Blythe and Colonel John Antall. We are the Alliance for the Brave, and we'll be right back after these words.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Deadly wildfires are raging in California. In Paradise, 10 people were killed in the most destructive fire in state history. The town was destroyed quickly due to high winds that fanned the flames and hampered aerial support. In Southern California,
the wind shifted this way, and it came down. And within 3 minutes, it went from, let's monitor it, to we were running for our lives.
Few people knew if their homes would remain standing when they left.
It was all in perfect condition 2.5 hours ago when I was standing there. It's sad, but, you know, we didn't get hurt, and that was the important part.
250,000 people in Southern California have been evacuated by wildfires. So far, nearly 200 homes have been destroyed in Los Angeles County. Many famous people have also reportedly lost their homes in Malibu. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Hello, golfers. Pat Wheeler. Are you buying or selling real estate in today's market that is whiskey hot? Then call a pro, James Christie of Keller Williams. Just call him Realtor Jim. Realtor Jim will take care of business, your business. He's a tall Texan, polite and efficient as Jordan Spieth. Realtor Jim helped me find a condo in Dallas that I still love today, 2 years later. Call Realtor Jim at 972-365-4401. Call Realtor Jim today and be happy you did. That's 972-367-4401.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-574-3549. That's 800-574-3549. Again, 800-574-3549.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
And now a moment of leadership with Colonel John Antall, U.S. Army retired.
Never, never, never quit. By moving forward, you generate options. In life, leaders will face challenges that sometimes seem insurmountable.
Leaders will be up against walls that they feel they cannot climb. If you give up, if you surrender, if you say, I give up, I will no longer do this, you are not a leader. Leaders must move forward. They must generate options. Change courses of action. Try it a different way. Think of a new idea, but never quit. Leaders never quit. I'm Colonel John Antel, American-Leadership.com.
Wake up the Echo.
Locked on by Wooden. The game is over.
The Fighting Irish.
Tell them to go in there with all they've got and win just one for the gift.
So we understand that adversity is what we look for. Because in adversity, there's opportunity.
Glory awaits. Notre Dame football lives here.
Don't miss number 3 in the nation, Notre Dame, as they take on Florida State tonight at 6:30 on your Dallas-Fort Worth home for Notre Dame football. 1160 AM KBDT.
Today's program is brought to you by Homebridge Financial Services, Gear Services Web Design, and Steve Sewell, Farmers Insurance of Texas. Visit us on Facebook or online at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Join the conversation by calling 214-810-TALK. That's 214-810-8255. And now, back to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network.
Welcome back. Pull out that cup of coffee. Enjoy. We've got Colonel John Antal, the leadership writer, who is on board with us. You can tune in on Facebook and join in as well. We are here to serve because we are talking about, we are participating in Veterans Day on the 11th day of the 11th month at the 11th hour. That was when the armistice was signed exactly 100 years ago tomorrow.
Right, the armistice, not the peace treaty. The peace treaty was signed later at Versailles. So what you had was the armistice, and when that happened, all the guns went silent across the Western Front. Now, on the Eastern Front, the Bolshevik Revolution had occurred, and the Russian Soviets had made a special treaty with the Germans, so they weren't fighting anymore. So in 1917, when that happened, the Germans then sent all their forces over to the West and tried to crush the French and the British and win the war. And at that time, the Americans were coming in, and we made the difference. And we stopped them, and then we pushed them back, and then we cracked the Hindenburg Line, and they were ready to surrender, so they signed the armistice. And it was an amazing thing. And when that happened, even up to the hour that it happened, people were being killed.
Hmm. We're here talking about Veterans Day. President Trump, in his 2017 discussion of Veterans Day, had this message for us that we'd like to replay.
Since the first volley of gunfire, brave Americans in every generation have answered the call of duty and won victory for freedom in its hour of need. General Douglas MacArthur once said that the soldier who is called upon to offer and to give his life for his country is the noblest development of mankind. We pay tribute to those brave souls who raced into gunfire, roared into battle, and ran into hell to face down evil. They made their sacrifice not for fame or for money or even for glory, but for country. Today, a new generation of American patriots are fighting to win the battle against terrorism, risking their lives to protect our citizens from an enemy that uses the murder of innocents to wage war on humanity itself. I believe that God has a special place in heaven for those who lay down their lives so that others may live free from fear and this horrible oppression. Now, let us pledge to make the most of that freedom that they so gallantly and brilliantly fought for. Their stories are now woven into the soul of our nation, into the stars and stripes on our flag and into the beating hearts of our great, great people. Today we pay tribute to that legacy, a legacy you protect and grow each and every day. We dominate the sky. We dominate the sea. We dominate the land and space. Not merely because we have the best equipment, but because we have the best people. Each of you embodies the warrior creed. Your devotion, prowess, and expertise make you the most fearsome fighting force in the history of our world. Together with our allies, America's warriors are prepared to defend our nation using the full range of our unmatched capabilities. We will never yield, never waver, and never falter in defense of our people, our freedom, and our great American flag. That flag stands for the values of our republic, the history of our people, the sacrifice of our heroes, and our loyalty to the nation we love. This is the heritage of the American Armed Forces, the greatest force for peace and justice the world has ever known. As Americans celebrate Veterans Day this month, we honor all who have sacrificed to make peace and stability possible. We pay tribute to every proud American who has worn the uniform and served our country. Today, many nations are thriving because of the sacrifices made by American service members and our allies, and because of the sacrifices all of you continue to make each and every day. You are the reason the great American flag will proudly stand behind me wherever I go. And every time I look at that flag, I will think of brave men and women like you. And I will think of all of the American patriots down through the generations who poured out their blood, sweat, tears, hopes, and dreams to defend our country. You are the greatest hope for people who desire to live in freedom and harmony, and you are the greatest threat to tyrants and dictators who seek to prey on the innocent. The path of strong nations and free people, certain of their values and confident in their futures, is a proven path toward prosperity and peace. We cherish our cultures, we embrace our values, and we always fight for what we believe in. Because of you, the people of America and the freedom-loving people everywhere are able to fulfill their destinies and follow their dreams. And we are grateful for your families, for their sacrifice and support that allows our brave men and women to serve. We are eternally grateful for your service and for your sacrifice. And we are forever in your debt. I am so proud to be here with you today. We face many challenges and many opportunities, and we will face all of them together as a team. And if we do, I am certain that the future for America has never, ever looked brighter. Because of patriots like you, freedom will prevail. As your Commander-in-Chief, I thank you, I salute you, God bless you. God bless the armed forces, and God bless the United States of America. Thank you.
From President Trump in 2017, well spoken, well said. The privilege of being American, what a great thing. And you and I both have been around the world. We know what it is to be a privilege. We also know what it is to have your own business. We know what it is to work for a company. to be able to buy a home, to be able to send our kids to school. We know what it is to have the privilege of living in this country, and it was bought at a huge price. You know, John, what a lot of people don't realize who say things negative about America, do you know that there is no real estate outside of the United States that's owned by the United States except for where the crosses are in Normandy and other places like that?
Yeah, for all of the sacrifice of our servicemen overseas in world wars and in other conflicts, it's truly amazing how we have made so many, given the opportunity to so many other people to have the opportunity for freedom. Now, whether they are willing to keep it and take it and maintain it, that's the question. And this goes back to the beginning of our nation. You know, when the Declaration of Independence was drafted and approved, which is a miracle in itself, imagine getting all of the colonies to agree on anything.
Wasn't easy.
Trying to get 50 people to agree on anything unanimously would be amazing, let alone the Declaration of Independence, which says that we will now declare ourselves rebels and therefore can be killed by the greatest power on earth. And we'll put it on paper. Imagine what they did.
They signed a death sentence.
Well, that's right. And their courage was amazing. Not that just the signers, but the entire group of patriots who fought for our America, who created the country that we had today. And when finally the war was won, and later on we were trying to figure out how to best govern, and we were creating the Constitution, a Constitution that starts with we the people, unlike anything else. In any other country in the world, it would say the king gives you this. But in America, it's we the people, and these are our rights, and we declare this is ours, and no one rules us but us. Well, when that Constitution was finally crafted, and Benjamin Franklin, who was one of the members there who was working with all the other delegates to craft that Constitution, came out, and an old lady who was rather famous in Philadelphia for being a kind of a rough woman. She smoked a pipe, and she would stand outside the Constitutional Convention every day, and she would ask the people going in whether they were working hard and whether they were going to make a Constitution and what was going to happen here. And she had always made a comment to Ben Franklin. So Franklin is coming out of the Constitutional Convention, and she says, "Well, Ben, what do we have, a monarchy or a republic?" And he looks at her and he says, "Madam, we have a republic, if you can keep it." And what Franklin meant by that was that the form of government that we decided upon, a democratic republic, we the people, the idea that the rights of man come not from the generosity of the state, but from the hand of God, that it must be maintained and that it must be fought for. Because in the history of the world, there aren't many nations like us. In fact, most of the other nations in the world don't like the idea that we have the freedoms that we have. You won't find many rulers in Russia who want to give their people the freedoms of Americans, or the rulers of China who want to give the freedoms Americans have to Chinese. And that's true of many other places in the world. Just go
North
to
Korea?
Yeah, North Korea. Just go to North Korea and ask for the freedoms of an American.
Africa?
That's
There's
right.
There's plenty of places in Africa, the Middle East.
Venezuela?
Yeah.
I mean, just think about the benefits that we have, the opportunities that we have. Again, not opportunity, not a guaranteed outcome, but an opportunity to create your own outcome.
And that's a difficult thing, I think, for a lot of people to understand. Today I hear young people talking about socialism, and if they'd ever met Drago Drezdin, who came from Poland and was a Navy SEAL in order to get his American citizenship, he'll tell you that with socialism, it's a slippery slope into the ultimate power that takes over. And I think that's, we have avoided that for many, many years. There needs to be a balance.
Well, socialism has brought us communism and fascism, so think about that.
Well, I tell you what, when we come back for our final segment, I want to talk about something really exciting, which is what you're going to do in Normandy in April. and tell people a little bit more about what you did in Korea, because here's an opportunity to go with veterans to some of the great places on our planet. So this is Jim Blythe with Colonel Antall. We're talking about Veterans Day, the 11th day, the 11th hour of the 11th month that changed the world in 1918, exactly 100 years ago tomorrow. We'll be right back on Alliance for the Brave.
You deserve better than good, better than great. You deserve perfect. You deserve distinctive concrete concepts. Perfect USA-made industrial quality floors and coatings for your garage, shop, man cave, fire station, airplane hangar, even your forklift cubby. This is brand new technology, completely customizable, endless color and design possibilities, totally chemically resistant to all aeromotive and automotive fluids, even the ones that go through big box store imitation floors like a plasma cutter through a red velvet cake ball. These exclusive floor coatings are three times harder than your concrete. Extremely durable, 9,100 PSI. Do you know what that means? It means you have to pass by the big box pretenders and get your perfect lifetime quality floor coatings for less money.
Hi, I'm Ashley McGill. I own the place. Call me, 972-569-7237. And girlfriends, this is perfect for your she shed. Ask us about adding glitter.
Call Distinctive Concrete Concepts at 972-569-7237. Go to their Facebook page. Ratings, reviews, videos, before and after looks. Distinctive Concrete Concepts.
Since 1983, the best thing to a natural rain is a sprinkler system from Texas Watering Solutions. If you're looking for a professionally installed system, the only number you need is 469-265-4427. They'll put in a state-of-the-art system that'll keep your lawn green and your foundation properly watered. If you just need a service call for a broken sprinkler head, call 469-265-4427 right now. They can find leaks, breaks, and other issues quickly, and a basic service call is just $65. That's the best deal in DFW, and they're available 24 hours for major repairs. Texas Watering Solutions Leak Detection Service will save on water bills and eliminate those mosquito breeding grounds, too. For any issue with your lawn, sod, retaining walls, sprinklers, or leaks, write this number down. 469-265-4427. Texas Watering Solutions. Call them today. 469-265-4427. Texas Watering Solutions.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
And now a moment of leadership with Colonel John Antall, U.S. Army retired.
All leadership is by example. Everything that you do, Every action that a leader takes, every word that a leader says, is remembered by those who follow him or her. Leadership is by example. It is not what you say, it is what you do. Don't tell them, show them. That is leadership by example. I'm Colonel John Antel, American-Leadership.com.
You're listening to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network, honoring, serving, and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty. Today's program is presented by Homebridge Financial Services, Gear Services Web Design, and Steve Sewell, Farmers Insurance of Texas. Learn more about our mission and how you can plug in with us at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Now, back to the conversation.
Welcome back on board with Jim Blythe and Colonel John Antal. Colonel Antal, I think it is so important to stay tuned in, plugged in. I would really like to do a shout out to a great guy that I met, Sal Gottlieb. And Sal's birthday is today. He's down in Houston, and he's Robin's father. What a great man, Air Force veteran. Happy birthday, Sal. Man, I am proud to know you. And in saying that about Sal and about so many veterans, I want to say I'm proud to meet everybody. And the more you can plug in, the more you can do, the more you can be involved, the more you can learn, the more you can travel, the better off you're going to be. Colonel Antal, you've got a great trip you just did and a phenomenal trip coming up.
Well, one of the things you learn in the military, particularly I learned in the Army, is that leadership matters, that you, in fact, rise to the level of your leadership, that leadership matters in everything you do. And so you never stop learning. You should always continue to try to learn. You should be a learn-it-all, not a know-it-all. One of the things that I'm doing is I'm getting like-minded folks together, and we're going on trips together. We just took a trip to Korea, went to South Korea, and we saw the demilitarized zone, the joint security area, had a chance to see things in Korea that people have never seen, and people that who talk about Korea are all talking about it from the third person. These people who arrived there and saw that were able to get briefings from key leaders and decision makers, and they understood now the real issues that are at stake in Korea, on the Korean Peninsula, between the United States, China, North Korea, and South Korea. That was a learning experience, and it was wonderful. 7 days in Korea. Now, we're doing another trip in 2019, in April 2019. We're going to go to Normandy, France, to D-Day battlefields. We're going to study and immerse ourselves in the D-Day battlefields in April of 2019. So if you want to get involved with this, check on to Alliance for the Brave on our website, and you can find out more information. Come to Normandy in April 2019 with howtoleadus.com.
Absolutely. If you want to stay plugged in and have a lot of fun next weekend, on Sunday, November 18th from 1 to 5 o'clock, there is the VFW District 21 Chili and Barbecue Cook-Off, a great way to plug in with the veterans of foreign wars. Yes, sir.
God bless all our veterans. I just want to say be proud, be strong, and be for America.
Absolutely. And I say a special prayer, thank you, and keep everyone safe who is keeping us safe. So this is Jim Blythe and Colonel John Antal, the author of The Leadership Lessons. We're here for you, and we'll be back next week on Alliance for the Brave, bringing you communication, information, and things that you can use. Again, go to our website, AllianceForTheBrave.com. Go to Colonel Antal, what's your website?
HowToLeadUS.com.
All right. So we'll be right back. And coming up next, Pete Persaud, great friend. He's got tremendous information. Stay tuned for Pete Persaud. This is Jim Blythe saying have a great Veterans Day and God bless you.
So proudly we hail, and the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars.
track.